With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Monday. Welcome into Noles News Now, your audio home for all things Florida State sports on the Tomahawk Nation Podcast Network. I'm your host, Brian Peller, and getting you caught up on the weekend that was for FSU Athletics. The biggest headline for you, it's the final non-game week Monday of the offseason. Yay! Yeah, that means next Monday will be the beginning of game week for the Seminoles. Week zero matchup with Duquesne. Football really just more than a week away in Tallahassee. Isn't it exciting? Part of that work towards opening day has been what they've called Identity Week. Trip to UNF for some camp away from home, if you will. That led into their second scrimmage of the fall this weekend. And again, most of the feedback from the coaches, positive. Coach Mike Norvell said he was proud of his team's passion and competitiveness through the scrimmage. The Noles also starting to find the playmakers in the passing game that has been so needed over the last couple of years. Johnny Wilson, Micah Pittman, Deuce Spann, and Malik McLean standing out from this weekend. Norvell did mention the team has some procedural things to clean up. I mean, that's mostly penalties, but that'll come, I guess, in time before the year gets started. He says the focus heading into this week, pretty simple. Continue getting better. Seems simple, but obviously a much needed priority for this team. For some more camp notes and a look at the biggest questions of the 2022 season, check out this week's Seminole Wrap podcast, available now wherever you're hearing this podcast. It's our final preseason episode before we go into game preview and recap season. That'll start next week with the Duquesne preview before we start recapping that game and going forward. Elsewhere on campus, the Florida State soccer team held its final scrimmage of the fall. The ladies get their season started on Thursday as they travel to South Carolina for the opener. That game's actually the first of four straight to start the year against SEC opponents over the next 2 weeks, three of those on the road. The South Carolina matchup is set to air on SEC Network at 7 p.m. Again, that's this Thursday if you'd like to watch. If you want to see the squad in person, they return to Tally on August 25th to take on Auburn in the home opener. And finally, volleyball heading into their first game week, if you will, this week. The Noles play their Garnet and Gold exhibition on Friday, the official start of the season, next Friday as they travel to Cincinnati. That's three games in as many days against Illinois State, Dayton, and Cincy. That'll do it for this week's episode of Noles News Now. If you're following this feed already, if you're not following this feed already, what you waiting on? Click the follow button so you don't miss any of the news as fall season gets cranking next week. Football, soccer, volleyball, all of it cranking up. You're going to want to hear all the different type of coverage we've got coming at you from all the different angles. You definitely don't want to miss it. So follow along. It's not hard to do. Just click the follow button wherever you're listening. We'll also have another episode of this for you on Wednesday. Until then, I'm Brian Pellerin. Thanks for listening.